Shalom and God bless you all. I bring you greetings from Saskatoon, Canada. This is your brother Lawrence Tay. And it is always a good thing to fellowship with brethren of like precious faith. And I want to take this opportunity to thank our brother Andrew Peary and Jesse Nzima for this platform where we can wake up every morning just to catch a word that will be an inspiration to our souls as we walk the Christian journey. I want to say I have been so much blessed by the ministration of all the other ministers of God. May the Lord richly bless you and anoint you the more as you come back and speak the oracles of God unto us, as we are all willing and ready to be clothed with the revelation of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. So I want to commit to this week's sharing into the Lord's hand, that the Lord will help me, the Lord will enable me to say something which will be a blessing unto you. Shall we have a word of prayer? Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, once again, Lord, we start this week daily devotion in your name. And we pray, O Lord, that you come and enable us have a sweet fellowship. You come and break the bread of life unto us. I pray for all my brothers and sisters that, Lord, as this word go forth, Father, it will minister grace, it will minister power, it will minister healing, it will minister encouragement to somebody out there. Thank you, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. So, this week, by the grace of God, I want to share on a topic, the grace of God. The grace of God. And I want to lay more emphasis on transition. Hallelujah. Well, let's begin by reading our first scripture. We are going to take our first scripture from the book of St. John, chapter 7. From the book of St. John, chapter 1, verse 17. The word of God says, "For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ." Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So, what is this grace? And what is this law? Hallelujah. We know that Moses brought the children of Israel out of Egyptian bondage. They journeyed to the promised land and finally settled in the promised land. And God, through Moses, gave them the law. They live by the law. They walk by the law. But the law was not able to perfect them. Why? Because every year, they have to go back to the high priest. And the high priest will make a sacrifice, a sin offering, to cleanse their sins away. Hallelujah. So much so that when even finally they move from the Lord unto grace, they were still holding on to the law. It became very, very difficult for them to transition fully into grace. But we all know that Apostle Paul, who God raised along the line, who wasn't among the first 12 apostles, God endued him with grace. So much so that even Apostle Peter said, Paul uttered so much words and words which were hard to understand, to which many who wrestle to their own destruction. Praise the Lord. So, whenever God starts something, brothers and sisters, the transition from what God started to the real thing always is a big problem to mankind, and more so we Christians. Hallelujah. So, before we go on, so like I said, this law, when Moses received this law, the sight was so terrible that even the children of Israel couldn't look upon. Even Moses himself said he was afraid and quick. Hallelujah. But was the Lord able to make them perfect? Amen. So Moses, probably God was speaking through Moses, the servant of God, that Moses, I am going to do something through you, but in a nutshell, the children of Israel or the children of God will never be perfected. But later, I am going to raise up a prophet, a man, that perfection will come through him. Hallelujah. And so Moses said in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 15 to 16, said, the Lord thy God will raise up unto thee a prophet from the midst of thee, of thy brethren, like unto me. Unto him ye shall hearken. Praise the Lord. So what happened? These children of Israel, stiff-necked, they received the law, but the law was not able to make them perfect. God will warn them, don't do this, don't do that. But continually, they rebel against God. Now, scripture said, the law, and what the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ said, I am, when he came, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So, brothers and sisters, basically, the law couldn't make the comet perfect. They struggled. And even when the law came, they had so many problems. And then when a time came for them to transition into the Lord Jesus Christ, the grace of our Lord, they were still struggling. They were still holding on onto their legalistic mentality. You know? And they were trying to model themselves after Judaism without fully accepting the leadership of Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. So, Paul the Apostle also said in the book of Hebrews, that we, the believers, or the redeemed, or those who will benefit from the grace of God, or those who will apply the grace of, or those who totally transition from believing Christ and totally depend upon Him for the grace of God, we are come unto Mount Zion, unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly, the church of the firstborn, which are in heaven, and to the God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect, and to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than the blood of Abel. Praise the Lord. So, we have come unto Mount Zion. Brothers and sisters, I and you, we have come unto Mount Zion. Amen. Hallelujah. Where we need to take the grace of God. Bible says very soon, this grace period is going to end. If the Lord vacates the mercy seat, then grace will be over. Now, what is this grace? What is this grace that I and you, we have to live our life by? Amen. Grace is God's benevolent kindness that is given based upon His goodness without regard to the worthiness of the recipient. We were unworthy. Hallelujah. We deserve totally to be annihilated. But God stepped on the scene and His grace appeared unto us. And because of His grace, we have been taken from being sinners unto being the saints of God, pure, acceptable, holy, walking uprightly before God. Hallelujah. Grace also can mean self-carnal righteousness, moving from self-carnal righteousness to through spirituality. Praise the Lord. That is why Apostle Paul could say that we have not come onto a mountain that can be touched, but we have come to Mount Zion, unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels. Grace is also God's divine enablement. Grace is also the power of God. As Apostle Paul readily, Apostle Peter said on the day of Pentecost, repent and be baptized, each and every one of you, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. So, this grace is our transaction after we have believed Jesus, after we have left our dead works. We have to transition completely into Christ and then let God lead us. Praise the Lord. I have come unto brothers and sisters, a brother who you haven't seen for a while. You take the phone, you call the brother. Oh, brother, how are you doing? The brother also, it is by grace. You meet a sister. Oh, sister, how is the family? Oh, it is by grace. And you meet people who are known or are called the name Grace. I want to go with that. I like that. Hallelujah. So grace being the power of God, Apostle Peter said, this promise, this power is unto you and to your children and to all who are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God will call. Hallelujah. As many as the Lord our God, he said, it is not him that willing, but it is God who giveth more grace for us to move this Christian journey. Amen. So the same Peter went on to say that we are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a special people, that we should proclaim the praises of him who have called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. So when we come into his marvelous light, this is the time that we totally we have to transition from self-righteousness, from our legality mental attitude. I can do it all myself and totally depend upon the Lord Jesus Christ. Then, when we are doing that, then the grace of God is going to work in our life. The grace of God is going to be our portion. Like I mentioned, that this benevolent kindness, divine enablement, God divine power, God gift. He said it is by gift we are saved, not of ourselves, but it is the gift of God, that no one should boast. Hallelujah. So it is the grace of God. It is the unmerited, undeserved favor that God has given unto us. Amen. And we need to what? Transition. Hallelujah. And enter into that grace. Praise the Lord. So my brothers and sisters, just to lay a foundation for this week's sharing, briefly, this is the grace of God. Jesus, when he came, he said, I didn't come to destroy the law, but to fulfill. And we know that the law was not was unable to make them perfect. How hard they tried, the flesh was so weak. Praise the Lord. Apostle Paul said, what shall we say then? Is the law sin? God forbid. I have not known sin but by the law. I have not known lust except the Lord has said, thou shalt not covet. But sin, taking occasion by the commandment, wrought in me all manner of evil concupiscence. For without the law, sin was dead. So our Lord Jesus Christ did not come to abolish the law, but to fulfill, to give it that divine enablement, to be able to go, to totally depend upon Him, totally walk this Christian journey, casting all our cares, our minds, everything of ours upon the Lord Jesus Christ, looking unto Him as the author and the finisher of our faith, that it is He alone that will be able to save us. Things that we are not able to do, things that we will see that they are impossible, the grace of God. When we transition very well into the grace of God, then the power of God is going to manifest itself in our life. Let us not be like the children of Israel, having transitioned from the law onto grace. They were still holding on to their legalistic mental attitude, trying to model themselves after Judaism. In so much so that Apostle Paul will have to rebuke them. I marvel that ye are so soon removed from Him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel. I marvel that ye are so removed, which is not another, but there are some that trouble you and will pervert the gospel of Jesus Christ. So the gospel of Jesus, the grace of God, is the true spirituality that we exhibit in our life. Totally dependence, that we cannot do it by our own self. Living on the Spirit and the leadership of God to help us to make it. I will end here, and we'll take it from here tomorrow. May the Lord richly bless you. Shalom, and have a good day. Amen.